At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The city of Fort Worth is staring down the barrel of a $1.6 billion pension problem. The retirement fund for city workers, police officers, and firefighters is likely to run out of money in 2 to 3 decades if nothing is done. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price says shoring it up will be emotional and difficult, but crucial.
It impacts not only our 6,000-plus current employees, it impacts the 4,500 retirees and every one of the 900,000 citizens in Fort Worth. So it's a really difficult issue to balance. And if we don't address it, the system will go bankrupt.
Fixing the pension fund will likely require a combination of cutting payouts to retirees, increasing contributions from current employees, and putting more taxpayer dollars toward the pension system. Marcia Anderson sits on the city's pension fund task force. She's concerned about talk of reducing cost of living adjustments for retired city workers like her who rely on pension payouts.
The retirees that we're talking about are not out here getting rich. We earn those benefits. We believe the city. At this point, we're not going to join the workforce again. Our bodies are broken. Our health is failing. And we serve the public faithfully.
If the city council approves the plan, it would go to city employees for a vote, and it would need a majority in order to go into effect. And in sports last night, Bartolo Colon pitched 7 innings in his 246th career victory. It makes the Rangers pitcher the winningest Latin American-born pitcher in Major League history. Texas beat Seattle 11-4 at the ballpark in Arlington. Plans to upload blueprints to the internet for 3D-printed guns are on hold as lawsuits crop up around the country seeking to control their distribution. And as with any new technology, the law is playing catch-up. Louis Wasserman is a professor of criminal justice at the University of Texas at Arlington. And as part of our Breakthrough series, he joins me to talk about the legal challenges of keeping up with the cutting edge of technology. Louis Wasserman, thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure to be here.
What's the reality on the ground right now? Let's say I have a 3D-printed gun. Is that legal?
A 3D-printed gun itself, that is, possession of the gun, is legal. So if you were at home, you had a 3D-printed gun, and you kept it for protection of your home, as long as it had a metal piece inserted which would allow its detection in an airport or in other places that are secure, the gun would be legal.
A coalition of attorneys general from multiple states filed a lawsuit to stop Austin-based Defense Distributed from publishing its gun blueprints online. What's behind that lawsuit?
Well, what it means is that right now, the uploading of these plans for 3D guns is on hold. That is, a federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order, which is a kind of injunction, so that the company, Defense Distributed, cannot upload and keep these items on the internet for transmission to sites that have 3D printers.
It has to be for judges and lawyers. It's sort of like a game of whack-a-mole, like Defense Distributed. The judge is barring them temporarily from uploading this online. But there's countless other internet sites, some not even in the United States, that popped up overnight to then print out and distribute those plans online. I mean, how does that make lawyers feel? Like, all of my efforts, what is this for if this one site's going to stop distributing them, but 1,000 more or 100 more or just say even 12 more pop up overnight and they're distributing the plans?
You make a good point.
Yeah.
And that's a factual question which goes to whether the injunction should issue in the first place. One way that I would frame it for a judge if I were litigating the case would be, what's the incremental value of an injunction when the cat has already left the bag and even Defense Distributed, in fact, has already had things out on the website, distributed throughout the world thousands and thousands of times? So when you evaluate something like an injunction, I think you'll have to ask the question, what is it really going to do to protect the public? And I think that's a serious legal question.
Defense Distributed's owner, Cody Wilson, contends that these blueprints are protected by his right to free speech and Second Amendment right to bear arms. Are they?
I think they are. And I think one of the difficulties with the government's case is the First Amendment. And I think whether you're a distributor of online material or whether you're a public broadcaster or whether you're a television reporter or a newspaper reporter, you should be very concerned about this case because the limitations on expression, even expression we don't like, harms us all. Because if we are to maintain a democracy, maintain a fluidity of information, then we should be very skeptical about preventing communications, especially in a case like this. The reality is, what is going to be the marginal benefit of preventing the uploading of these 3D blueprints? I suggest that it's going to be minimal. The technology is so widespread, distributed throughout the world already. So the benefit in balancing the interests of the government and protecting the public versus the extremely important aspect of freedom of speech seems to me to go decidedly in favor of freedom of speech.
Louis Wasserman is an associate professor of criminology and criminal justice at UTA. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Coming up ahead on the BBC NewsHour, we'll hear from a former hostage of the notorious IS torture and murder gangs in Syria returning to meet his suspected captors, plus the latest from Zimbabwe, where a senior opposition figure has been arrested as he tried to flee the country, and from Australia, a potential world breakthrough in hydrogen cars. For the day, partly sunny skies. There's a 40% chance for showers later this afternoon with a high in the upper 90s. This evening looks to be mostly cloudy, a 60% chance for storms with a low around 78. At 8:30, this is KERA News.